It's one of the worst water shortages in California. A small tourist town just south of Big Sur is planning to flip the switch this week on an emergency water plant designed to keep the community from running dry. Reporter Randall White explains how the town of Cambria got to this point and why its 6,400 residents are now embroiled in a battle over this emergency solution.
It's a busy Saturday afternoon before Christmas as tourists and locals crowd Cambria's many art studios, wine tasting rooms, and eateries. Okay.
1247, what was your change?
This coastal town, not far from Hearst Castle, thrives on tourism. This season, many shop owners say they have reason to be in good spirits. Business is up, and maybe the best tidings of all, the town is having one of its wettest Decembers in years. At tourist favorite Lynn's restaurant, it's lunchtime and the place is packed. Owner John Lynn says it's his best year ever. But it takes a lot of water to run a hopping place like this. Lynn says it's crucial to business that Cambria boost its water supply.
Being a town that subsists totally on well water, even in the days when we only had 2,500 people, we still had 1 million tourists a year coming to this town.
This summer, Lynn started trucking in water for the restaurant. Other local eateries resorted to bottled water, paper plates, and porta-johns under local water restrictions that Lynn calls heavy-handed.
We've suffered from surcharges and essentially the government leaning on us to try to do everything we could to conserve. And that's happened in the past. But this year was certainly the worst that we've ever seen.
While other Central Coast communities have diversified their water sources by building pipelines to reservoirs, Cambria has remained isolated and some would say willfully dependent on wells that tap a couple of local creek basins. A short walk west of Highway 1 lies one of those basins, where recent rains have brought a trickling flow back to the surface. Earlier this year, it was bone dry. Lynn says in the 40 years he's lived in Cambria, the local water district has tried to address the water problem.
But we had other government agencies, county, state, coastal commission, first and foremost among them, doing everything they could to dissuade the town from any kind of growth, to the point of suing one another. It's really, as a citizen, it's insane to watch it.
Cambria's lack of action was fueled by a prevalent no-growth attitude. If you want to build a home here, there's a water connection waiting list of nearly 700 projects that has remained unchanged since 2001. Decades of wrangling came to a head last spring when projections showed Cambria could exhaust its water sources by November.
We're at the limit, and we had to do something.
Tom Gray is the spokesperson for the CCSD, Cambria's local water agency.
We knew we had to have a supplemental water source at some point and figured we might as well just do it because this is the time.
Some would say high time. John Coleman is the president of the Association of California Water Agencies. He believes the current water problem stems from years of no-growth decisions.
In some cases, one could argue it's almost a very selfish attitude, saying I live here, I have mine, but you're not going to live here, and we're going to make sure that we're not going to have you live here because we're not going to expand our water supply to meet not only current needs but needs during a drought. So from my personal perspective, I think it's the wrong policy approach.
For now, Cambria has launched an emergency water project, which could satisfy about a third of the town's water demand on an annual basis. A newly constructed plant will draw non-potable groundwater from beneath the district's wastewater treatment facility adjacent to San Simeon State Park, treat it, then pump it back into the local aquifer, where eventually it'll make its way to the town's current creek bed wells. Despite the project's promise, not everyone is on board with the district's fast-track solution.
There's no emergency.
Deborah Sivas heads the Stanford Environmental Law Clinic. She's representing Landwatch of San Luis Obispo County, a group that's suing to get a full environmental review of the Cambria project.
We don't believe there was even an emergency back in the summertime because the water levels were more or less where they typically are at that time of year.
Change is a threatening thing to a lot of people.
Mark Rochefort is a former lawyer who moved to Cambria to retire. He started a group earlier this year called Cambrians for Water to support the CCSD's efforts.
The more we see its benefits, the more we see that it does not have dramatic and drastic environmental adverse consequences, the more this town will look back and wonder, why were we upset with this?
But some are upset, and the project could face more obstacles long term. Currently, the California Coastal Commission does not have any authority over the project, but that could change, opening up another avenue for appeal. For KQED News, I'm Randall White in Cambria.